When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Woman, I am man. You are smaller, so I can be taller than. You are softer to the touch. It's a feeling I like feeling very much. You are someone I admire. Still, our friendship leaves something to be desired. Does it take more explanation than this? You are woman, I am man. You are woman, I am man. Let's kiss. Than this, you are woman, I am man. You are woman, I am man. Let's kiss.
That is the inimitable voice of Louis Satchmo Armstrong, one of the great interpreters of American popular song our country has ever been blessed to know. But the question that arises is, what in the world is Louis Armstrong doing singing that song? Hi, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today our topic is going to be called They Sang That? Not bad songs by good people or good songs by bad people, but a sort of mismatch of performer and Broadway song. So today on Broadway to Main Street, we're going to mix and match some material. It's not going to be icky like, William Shatner singing Mr. Tambourine Man, but it will be, I think, provocative and perhaps controversial. Louis Armstrong obviously had a huge hit singing Hello, Dolly in 1963 and thought he would take on more songs from the Broadway canon. That obviously is a duet from Funny Girl, some of you may know, between Sidney Chaplin and Barbara Streisand, but not really the top song I would have picked for Satchmo. Well, let's go along the list. Noel Coward was obviously one of the great performer songwriters of the 20th century, and he was the master, that was his nickname, at performing his own material. No one did it better. But occasionally he did someone else's material. And here's a song written by Jerome Kern and Johnny Mercer from the 1942 film You Were Never Lovelier, sung by Noel Coward, who can't resist changing some of the lyrics. Here we go.
I'm old-fashioned, I love the moonlight, I love the old-fashioned things. The sound of rain upon a window pane, the daffodils that April brings. This
joyous fancies are passing fancies, but sighing sighs holding hands, these my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how I'll always be, if only you'll agree to stay old-fashioned with me. I am not such a clever one about the latest fads. I'll admit I was never one of those sophisticated lads. Not that I ever try to be a saint. I'm the type that they classify as quaint. I'm old-fashioned. I love cheap music, the feel of spring in the air. Moons and Junes, those sentimental tunes, those nightingales in Berkeley Square. Things are rationed, I don't require them. When high white clouds sail above, dreams are dreams, love is love. I'm old-fashioned, we'd better face it, that's how I'll always be, if only you'll agree to stay old-fashioned with me.
The song Mack the Knife is the most famous song written by Bertolt Brecht and Kurt Weill. It's the opening number in Three Penny Opera, technically called The Ballad of Mackie Messer. And Bobby Darin had a huge pop hit with it in the mid-50s, so everybody plunged in to record Mack the Knife. But I think you need a performer who has, shall we say, a certain edge to sing Mack the Knife. And I'm not sure Rosemary Clooney, let alone backed by Perez Prado, would be the first person I'd go to. So here is a version of Mack the Knife sung by the charming Rosemary Clooney.
Oh, the shark has pretty teeth deep, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has Mack Heath deep, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's Mack Heath, dear? So there's not a trace of red. On the sidewalk, Sunday morning, lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking round the corner. Is that someone? Mack the Knife. From a tugboat by the river, a cement bag is dropping down. The cement's just for the weight, dear. Betcha Mackie's back in town. Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out his cash. And Mack Heath spends like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Sookie Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Polly Peachum, Lucy Brown. Oh, the lion forms on the right, dear, now that Mackie's back in town.
Well, the line forms round the corner here on Broadway to Main Street today, where our topic is, they sang that? Slight mismatches of performer and Broadway material. There is no more charming performer than Maurice Chevalier, but that's all right, you're not Maurice Chevalier either, as Chico Marx once said. And Lerner and Lowe did him a great service late in his career by writing songs for him from the movie musical Gigi. He did a Broadway album where he tackled one of Lerner and Lowe's most soaring, glorious extended ballads, not really in his wheelhouse, but he does a charming job with Almost Like Being in Love from Brigadoon. Here's Maurice Chevalier.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. It's almost like being in love. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
One of the challenges that cover singers always face, especially when they tackle Broadway material, is the gender issue. When you have songs like The Man I Love, or Have You Met Miss Jones, The Man That Got Away, As Long As He Needs Me, eventually when another person of an opposite sex sings that song, they sometimes have to change the title. So here is Dionne Warwick, who was, of course, the major chanteuse of Burt Bacharach and Hal David in the 1960s, tackling a Bach and Harnack number that she has to change the title to. And the sort of gentle spirit of the song may not be quite her sharp, fit her sharp personality perfectly. But let's see here, Dionne Warwick, take a shot at He Loves Me.
He loves me, and to my amazement, I love it, knowing that he loves me. He loves me, true, he doesn't show it. How could he, when he doesn't know it? Yesterday he loathed me, bah, now today he likes me, ha, and tomorrow, tomorrow. Oh, my teeth ache from the urge to touch him. I'm speechless, for I mustn't tell him. It's wrong now, but it won't be long now before my love discovers that he and I are lovers. Imagine how surprised he's bound to be. He loves me, yeah. Isn't that a wonder? Why I didn't want him. I want him. That's the thing that matters. And manners are improving daily. Yesterday I loathed him, bah, now today I love him, ha. And tomorrow, tomorrow, delicious tingles. I'm a trembling, what the heck does that mean? I'm a freezing, that's because it's cold out. But still I'm incandescent, and like some adolescent, I'd like to scrawl on every wall I see.
Boom. That was Dionne Warwick and her version of He Loves Me. Well, in the annals of popular song, there have never been two gentlemen who originated new material as voluminously as Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire. They were chums. They teamed up in the movie Holiday Inn. And late in their lives, around 1975 or so, they made an album of duets in London. I think that's where it was recorded. So you have Bing Crosby in a studio. You have Fred Astaire in a studio. What are you going to ask them to sing? Well, of course, you're going to ask them to sing a song from the 1975 Candor and Ebb musical, Chicago. Of course? Well, they did. And here's their version of a song about the title character from Chicago. Take it away, Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire.
The name on everybody's lips is gonna be Roxy. The lady raking in the chips is gonna be Roxy. She's gonna be a celebrity. That means somebody everybody knows. They're gonna recognize her eyes, her hair, her teeth, her feet, and her nose. Who's gonna keep Chicago hot? Combustible Roxy. You've never seen a bigger show. And when she does that hoochie coo, she'll tear the balcony in two. Go, go, Roxy, go. They're gonna wait outside in line to get to see Roxy. Think of the autographs she'll sign. Good luck to you, Roxy. And she'll appear in a lavalier that goes all the way down to her waist. Here a ring, there a ring, everywhere a ring-a-ling, but always in the best of taste. The Windy City's gonna shake from Hurricane Roxy. Mark kicked that old O'Leary's cow. So get inside and grab a seat before she knocks you off your feet. Here comes Roxy now. So get inside and grab a seat before she knocks you off your feet. Here comes Roxy now.
Well, if you can't give Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire liberty for changing Fred Ebb's lyrics, who can you give that liberty to? All right, today on They Sang That on Broadway to Main Street, we have two comic lodestars of CBS primetime comedy trying their hand at Broadway shows. They're both Broadway veterans, but here they each take a slightly different direction. The first is Carol Burnett, rewriting a little bit of a Julie Stein, Stephen Sondheim song from Gypsy. And then we're going to go into a very sultry, tough-minded song written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer from St. Louis Woman. And I'm not going to tell you who's singing it. Let's see if you can guess. But first, let's have Carol Burnett entertain us.
Got my new gown, let my hair down. All I need now is the boy. Got my silk net, got my heart set, got my 5 yards of beaded crepe to sheen on. Now all I need's a strong arm to lean on. If he'll just appear, we'll use this big town for a toy. And if he'll say, my darling, I'm yours, I'll throw away my silk net. Yes, and every bead. All I really need is the boy. Crepe to sheen on. All I need's a strong arm to lean on. If he'll just appear, we'll use this big town for a toy. And if he'll say, my darling, I'm yours, I'll throw away my silk net. Yes, and
that's my style. Howdy do me, watch me smile. Fare thee well, me, after while. 'Cause I gotta roam, and any place I hang my hat is home. Water, cherry wine, thank you kindly, suits me fine. Kansas City, Caroline, that's my honeycomb. 'Cause any place I hang my hat is home. Birds roosting in the trees pick up and go, and the going proves that's how it ought to be. I pick up too when the spirit moves me. Cross the river, round that bend. Howdy, stranger, so long, friend. There's a voice in the lonesome wind, keeps a whispering, roam. I'm going where the welcome mat is, no matter where that is.
'cause any place I hang my hat is home. Home, sweet home. I'm home.
Now that performer was better known for saying, "Honey, I'm home." Did you guess who it was? That was Dick Van Dyke. Dick Van Dyke recorded a very charming album of songs called Songs I Like. Why he decided he had to record something written for Lena Horne, I have no idea, but he did. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. Today we're having a little fun mixing and matching and some odd assortments on a show we're calling They Sang That. And as we move into out of November and into the winter months, I just want to remind everybody that we've been on the air for almost a year. We've been on the air for 11 months now. And I hope you'll continue to listen to our show and also check out our podcasts on the website, PeconicPublicBroadcasting.org. One of the most popular songs of the 1960s was from Fiddler on the Roof called Sunrise Sunset. Of course, it went on to become a song that was played in practically every wedding, whether you were at a Jewish couple getting married or not a Jewish couple. And of course, if you're going to record it as a commercial recording, you want a great Jewish singer. So of course, the record company went to that great Jewish performer, Sammy Davis Jr.
Is this the little girl I carry? Is this the little boy at play? I don't remember growing older. When she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall? Wasn't it yesterday when they were small? Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days. Seedlings turn overnight to sunflowers, blossoming even as we gaze. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years, one season following another, laden with happiness and tears. Another laden with
and tears. Ba-ba-bee-ba-bee-ba-bee-ba-bee and
climb every mountain, search high and low, follow every byway, every path you know. Climb.
Platinum Pipes singing that Rodgers and Hammerstein classic belonged to none other than Shirley Bassey, who usually is singing some sort of James Bond theme song. But there she brought her talents to an inspirational number. On They Sang That, our program today of improbable recordings, improbable dreams, as it were. Here's another slightly improbable recording, Dusty Springfield, who reemerged in an off-Broadway show this week, and a tribute to her, sang sort of sultry hip songs, The Look of Love or Son of a Preacher Man. Here she brings her talents to Alan J. Lerner and Burton Lane's Come Back to Me from On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever. Take it away, Dusty Springfield.
Hear my voice where you are. Take a train, steal a car, hop a freight, grab a star. Come back to me. Catch a plane, catch a breeze. On your hands, on your knees. Swim or fly, darling, please. come back to me. I'm your mom, now get set. Hop a mule, hop a jet, in a towel wringing wet. I don't care, this is where you should be. From the hills to the shore, ride the wind to my door. Turn the highways to dust, break the law if you must. Move the world, only just come back to me. Must I yell till I'm blue? Where are you? When will you come back to me? Have you gone to the moon or the corner saloon?
Dusty Springfield adding another little riff of a song towards the end of Come Back to Me. We all know Richard Burton and Julie Andrews teamed up for one of the great Alan J. Lerner, Frederick Lowe musicals, Camelot, back in 1960. They actually recorded other songs from other Broadway musicals. Julie Andrews recorded a lot. Here are two of them. I'm not sure they're insanely well-suited to these numbers, but Richard Burton sang a song from a musical called Baker Street, which a few of you may remember as a musical, Adventure of Sherlock Holmes. And here he sings a song that Dr. Watson sang in the original show, reminiscing about his departed wife. Perhaps Richard Burton was thinking of Elizabeth Taylor at the time. I don't know. And then we're going to segue into Julie Andrews singing a very sultry, intense, emotionally wrought number from Kiss Me, Kate. But first, Richard Burton from the Sherlock Holmes musical, Baker Street.
Married man, how wonderful to be a married man. For now I know life's purpose and its plan since time began. A lonely man, I took a wife and added love and laughter to my life and realized there's no one richer than a married man with two to share each happiness and two to bear each woe. And oh, the woe seems so much less. And how the pleasures grow. The bachelor, the bachelor. I've lived his life and I've lived with her. Well, let him lead his so-called merry life as best he can. But as for me, I'd rather be a happy man, contented man, a married man. Yes, as for me, I'd rather be a happy man, contented man, a married man.
about you. You know, darling, why so in love with you am I? In love with the night mysterious, the night when you first were there. In love with my joy delirious, when I knew that you could care. So taunt me and hurt me, deceive me, desert me. I'm yours till I die. So in love, oh, so in love, so in love with you.
My admiration for Julie Andrews is second to none, but I'm not sure she's the very first performer I would have picked to play the Spitfire Lily Vanessi from Kiss Me Kate, but there you have it. The 1972 musical Pippin, scored by Stephen Schwartz, had one particularly unique pedigree. It was the only cast album recorded by Motown Records, so they did a lot to try to get the score out there commercially. We're going to hear two songs from Pippin. One originally sung by Irene Ryan in the show and recorded by none other than our friend Bing Crosby in a United Artists recording back in 1972. And then we're going to hear a really interesting pop take on the major ballad, Corner of the Sky. I think you'll be able to guess who this group is. Let's first go back to Bing Crosby singing No Time at All.
When you're as old as I, my friend, very few of us are, you will ruefully wonder why, my friend, memories seem so far. You may squander away or sequester a drop of a precious year. For when your best days are yester, the rest are twice as dear. What good is a field on a fine summer night if you sit all alone with the weeds? Or a succulent pear if with each bite you take you spit out a tooth with the seeds? Before it's too late, stop trying to wait for fortune and fate, you're secure of. For there's one thing to be sure of, mate, there ain't nothing to be sure of. Oh, it's time to start living. Time to take a little from the world we're given. Time to take time for spring will turn to fall in just no time at all. So when the drearies do attack or a siege of the sads begins, I throw these regal shoulders back and I lift these double chins. Now here is a secret I never have told. Maybe you'll understand why. I believe if I refuse to grow old, I can be young till I die. Now I've had my fears and 70 years. I've had troubles and tears by the score. But the only thing I trade 'em for is 70 more. 70 more. Ooh, there's time to keep living. Time to keep on taking from the world we're given. Time to take time for spring will turn to fall in just no time at all. Oh, there's time to keep living. Time to keep on taking from the world we're given. Time to take time for spring will turn to fall in just no time at all.
Everything has its season. Everything has its time. Show me a reason, and I'll soon show you a rhyme. Cats sit on the windowsill, children sit in the show.
yes, I do.
Well, even those of you who do not necessarily have a huge stack of Motown singles will recognize who that group was. That, of course, was the Jackson 5, led by Michael Jackson in their version of Corner of the Sky from the musical Pippin. I suspect that the Jackson 5 was among the last group pop groups really recording Broadway material into the 70s. I think it's probably the only Motown recording you'll practically ever hear on Broadway to Main Street. Well, we had a lot of fun on today's show looking at interesting matches. You know, my friend George Firth used to say, don't use the word interesting. It doesn't mean anything. You use a better word. Well, perhaps a complicated matches might be better. And it was fun to hear some of our great pop singers, such as Bing Crosby or Julie Andrews, tackle sort of strange stuff from the Broadway canon. As I mentioned, as time went on in the 70s and certainly into the 80s and 90s, very, very rare that you would have a pop singer take on a Broadway score. But luckily and oddly, I don't know what the circumstances were, at the end of the cast album to Jonathan Larson's Rent from 1997, the entire cast was joined by none other than Stevie Wonder to sing one of the more popular songs from the show, Seasons of Love. And it was great to have that match of Broadway talent and pop talent. So here is the incredibly effervescent Stevie Wonder joining the cast of Rent, taking us out of our show called They Sang That, which I hope you enjoyed. Here's the cast of Rent, joined by Stevie Wonder.
Minutes, 525,000 moments, oh dear, 525,600 minutes, how do you measure a year, in daylights, in sunsets, in midnights, in cups of coffee, in inches, in miles, in laughter and strife.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.